Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 1, Winter 2024. Article Number 13. Evaluation of mineral and near-infrared forecasting of wheat yield varieties using spectrophotometric techniques. Author, H. A. Pard Affiliation, Department of Pharmaceutical Analysis, JSS College of Pharmacy, JSS Academy of Higher Education and Research, UDI, Nilgiris, Tamil Nadu, India. Author, N. Krishnaveni Affiliation, Department of Pharmaceutical Analysis, JSS College of Pharmacy, JSS Academy of Higher Education and Research, UDI, Nilgiris, Tamil Nadu, India. Author, B. K. Chakravarthy. Affiliation, Department of Pharmaceutical Analysis, JSS College of Pharmacy, JSS Academy of Higher Education and Research, UDI, Nilgiris, Tamil Nadu, India. Author, S. Patel Affiliation, Department of Pharmaceutical Analysis, JSS Academy of Technical Education, Noida, India. Author, S. Naveen Affiliation, Food Quality Assurance Division, DRDO Defense Food Research Laboratory, Mysore, Karnataka, India. Author, V. Rashmi Affiliation, Food Quality Assurance Division, DRDO Defense Food Research Laboratory, Mysore, Karnataka, India. Author, P.C. Govindan Affiliation, Ministry of Agroindustry and Food Security, Food Science and Technology Division, Mauritius. Corresponding author, N. Krishnaveni. Abstract, background and objectives. Iron, an essential micronutrient, significantly contributes to growth, immune health, and cognitive development in human health. Inadequate dietary iron intake leads to iron deficiency anemia, affecting nearly 1.6 billion people, especially pregnant women and preschool children. Biofortification and fortification of iron in wheat is an acceptable and cost-effective strategy to alleviate iron deficiencies. This study aims to address iron deficiencies through the strategy of fortification and biofortification of wheat varieties. The study places specific emphasis on the proximate composition and iron mineral content of different wheat varieties. To achieve these objectives, different spectrometric methods were employed to analyze the wheat samples. Methods, proximate and mineral quantification were carried out following standard Association of Official Analytical Chemists methods using ultraviolet visible spectrophotometry, atomic absorption spectrometry, inductive coupled plasma mass spectroscopy, and prediction was carried out using near-infrared spectra combined with chemometrics. Findings, the samples had moisture content, 1.1 to 4.5%, protein, 18.0 to 22.6%, fat, 0.3 to 0.6%, gluten, 6.3 to 10.3%, fiber, 0.3 to 1.4%, alcoholic acidity, 0.04 to 0.08%, ash, 0.9 to 1.7%, and carbohydrate, 71.1 to 75.2%. Iron was determined and compared by spectrophotometric methods. Iron concentration ranged from 0.7 to 6.3 mg 100 g, in ultraviolet visible analysis, 0.7 to 6.74 mg 100 g, in atomic absorption spectrometry, and 0.81 to 6.8 mg 100 g, in inductive coupled plasma mass spectroscopy. The obtained results were compared with the standard Food Composition and Food Safety Standard Authority of India and predicted using near-infrared spectra combined with chemometrics. Conclusion: the work aims to investigate the nutritional content of various wheat varieties, particularly focusing on iron content, which could potentially have implications for improving dietary strategies and addressing nutritional deficiencies. The biofortified varieties, HI-8663 and HI-1605, were found to have high iron content when compared to normal wheat. The acquired results bridge the intricate relationship between plant-based diets, micronutrient deficiencies, providing valuable insights into combating iron deficiencies in public health with the potential achievement of improved nutritional understanding, optimized wheat selection, advanced analytical techniques, education, awareness, and iron deficiency mitigation. Keywords: Biofortified fortified mineral quantification proximate composition spectrophotometric techniques. You can read full article at gjesm.net.